a chess game, queen to rook, another victim. Think of plays of words of drama, heart of darkness one day in the... Hey, what's that turning? Heartbeats faster, louder, faster. Grip the fingers, praise the fingers. Why me? Not me. Who me? Save me.
Thank you. WZBC Newton music there from Can, coming off the Soundtracks CD. And that sort of ended without me expecting it to. And I hate when that happens, because I'm always unprepared for that kind of thing. In any case, we had music from Dead Can Dance before that. And by the way, that Can piece was going back to, wait a minute, I have the year right here. Soundtracks came out in 1970. And it is from an actual soundtrack. The movie on that was called, it was German, I guess, Madchen mit Gewalt, whatever that means in German, which I, of course, have no idea. In any case, Peter Jeffries was before Dead Can Dance. The Dead Can Dance was coming off the first album. Peter Jeffries before that, and just some noise he was doing on his latest album, Elevator Madness, which just recently came out. We had two cuts from the Gadgets before that, going back to the early 80s as well. And that was coming off, one cut was off the Blue album, the other cut was off the Black album, of which title I can't think of right now. Gastro del Sol in there before that, going back to 1993. Robert Fripp and the League of Gentlemen from the League of Gentlemen album. I don't think there was a name to it. That's with Sarah Lee, formerly of Gang of Four, on bass, and Robert Fripp. The guy from Shriekback, can't think of his name right now, and XTC, Dave Andrews, I think it was, or Barry Andrews. And two cuts from Bourbonese Quack started off that set, going back to the mid-80s. Now about 7:30 here at WZBC Newton. This is Brian. Hope you've been enjoying the music. 552-4686, if you have any requests, or you want to let me know you're listening, that's always good to know. Get an idea who's out there. The name of the show is The Delta Factor. And I'm going to shut up now. This is Dome.
Fertilizer, and pour in some used motor oil, too. The idea of getting in water like this is unthinkable. Yet that's what our oceans, lakes, and rivers are becoming. Bodies of water dangerously contaminated, not just by industry, but by you and me as well. But here's how we can all help. Use less toxic household cleaners and practice natural lawn care by composting and using fewer chemicals. And instead of pouring used motor oil onto the ground or into storm drains, have it recycled at a gas station. That way, we'll help our waters become clean once again. And won't that be a welcome relief? Ah, clean water. If we all do a little, we can do a lot. For more information, call 1-800-504-8484. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council.